Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Friend. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte bunts towards first. Cranepool fields the ball and throws to friend covering. Safe. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote fires to first and picks off Aspromonte. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hiller moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit misplays the ball. That's an error on Bressuit. Wynn scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mets. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend bunts towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a line drive into center field. Wynn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wynn. Grote scores. Luplow moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Don Arlick now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Don Arlick. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool juggles the ball. That's an error on Cranepool. Nate Colbert pinch runs for Felix Mantilla. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Carol Cembra now pitching. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Elliott is called out on strikes. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Boyer moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude misplays the ball. That's an error on Bressude. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend strikes out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first, with Sembra covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harrison hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese pinch hits for Carol Sembra. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cranepool moves to third. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis has Cranepool trapped. There's the throw to Bateman and over to Aspromonte, who tags Cranepool for the out. Elliott moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bressude hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman bunts towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to second. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to third. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harrison strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3. And Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.